The Integrated Nuclear Infrastructure Review Team has commended the country for the considerable progress made in the development of nuclear infrastructure. The team, which has completed an 8-day assessment of Ghana's preparedness in the phase one of the three phases, made 12 suggestions and 8 recommendations for action to be taken. A senior nuclear engineer with the International Atomic Energy Agency, Anthony Stott, said the suggestions in no way connote a defeat of the progress so far. Joyce Jichi has more.
The Integrated National Infrastructure Review, INIR, was in the country for more than a week to review Ghana's progress in the first milestone of the three phases in acquiring a nuclear power plant. Prior to INIR mission, Ghana had prepared a self-evaluation report covering all infrastructure issues in accordance with the IAEA standard. The 19 infrastructure issues include national position, nuclear security, safety, safeguards, legislative framework, and emergency planning. The team, after having discussions and interviews with stakeholders, recommended the country for establishing an effective mechanism involving a wide range of national stakeholders. A senior nuclear engineer with the IAEA, Anthony Stott, said that it is important that all studies that will enable the government to make a knowledgeable decision on the program are completed. He mentioned further assessment of legal framework to ensure adequacy for the power. Mr. Stott explained that most of the recommendations are minor but still need to be addressed.
The one area was that there are some studies that need to be completed, and for example, the energy planning studies, the studies on how a nuclear power plant could be incorporated into the grid, either the Ghanaian electrical grid or a West African grid. There are some other studies and other work that needs to be completed, for example, on siting. All the 19 infrastructure issues are all important, and they all need to be addressed to be able to reach the milestone one.
A director of the Energy Commission in charge of renewable and alternative energy, Wisdom Ahiataku Togobo, assured the team of the government's preparedness in addressing the recommendations. He added his voice to calls that nuclear power will address the country's energy needs, since hydropower is not sustainable, whereas thermal is very expensive. The Director General of GAEC, Professor Benjamin Nyako, commended the INIR team for the comprehensive work, likewise the stakeholders. The results of the team are expected to help member states to develop an action plan to fill any gap, which in turn will help the development of nuclear infrastructure program.